Hi, I'm Courtney.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Sammy.
Welcome to our podcast where we talk about life,
business, and everything in between.
Follow us along on this crazy journey called life.
Hey guys!
How was everyone's week?
I know. How is everybody? How are you guys?
I'm good.
How are you? I'm good.
We're about to leave for Disney.
Yes, in
literally a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because we're crazy.
We're super excited.
Oh my gosh, this is our
work trip.
Work trip.
We're filming content.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, we're having fun, but still working. Don't play with us.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Stay tuned.
It's Sammy's first time.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so
first
excited.
First time
for
to
you.
Disneyland, y'all. Mm-hmm.
You're not even ready.
Yeah,
they're
you're
taking
not ready.
My
you're
Disneyland
going to the happiest
virginity.
Place on earth.
No, for real. We're popping our Disney cherry.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah. What else has been going on? Not much.
Yeah.
Really?
I've just been working, chilling.
Kids are crazy, but that's
dealing with the same things.
Yeah.
We hope you guys listened and enjoyed our last episode with
Sean.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was actually, when I listened back, I was like, this was a good episode.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Super.
He gave us a lot of
informative, too, on him and other. It was just awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
Well, and we have another great interview for you guys today.
Yes, girl. I can't wait for you guys to hear her. She's amazing.
She is honestly just one of the sweetest souls. Like,
no, seriously. Like, I'm like, okay, wait,
so
I need
positive.
To be more confident in myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So
she's
so energetic. Yeah. So she just... She lit up the room.
No,
and
she
wasn't
really
even
did.
In the room.
She made me smile.
Yeah.
She wasn't even really here, and we were still smiling when she was
her
here talking to us.
Her smile definitely lit up the room. She was not stop smiling.
Yeah. Because of me, too, we had a little technical difficulty. It's going to be fine,
but
guys.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we're learning, you guys, so just stay
Record buttons
us.
Weren't hit.
No, lights fine. Weren't flashy, but
it's okay.
We made it work.
Yeah.
Right. We're here.
Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
And let's jump right on to it.
Let's do it.
Hello, ladies. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're
good.
Super excited to have you on here.
I'm just going
to
be
I'm
honest
so
with everyone. This is our take two because we had a little technical difficulty. So if it kind of cuts off, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's fine. You know,
but
learning.
Ashley, why don't you tell us just a little quick summary about like who you are and what you do, and then we'll just call that a day.
All right. Well, I am Ashley Cook Adair. I am what my clients call a business therapist. I did not dub myself that. They did. I am an entrepreneur and life coach. I take a humanistic psychology background approach to business, which basically in a nutshell talks about us being as whole humans. And so we believe that it's important for us to tackle both our personal challenges and, you know, successes in conjunction with our business growth and expansion. My background is in psychology. I'm certified in law of attraction life coaching and confidence life coaching, and I am currently getting another certification in life transformation coaching. I have been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and COVID was the best thing to happen to me and my business because I lost a job working for someone else, and I was able to build a business that has exceeded every expectation I had anticipated. So that's why we're here. Because Courtney is one of my company's clients, actually. One of our success stories.
Yes, I love it.
So happy to be here, ladies.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much. We're so happy to have you and just give you lots of questions and learn from you.
Yes. Pick your brain.
I'm so grateful to be here. Yeah. I think anytime someone can provide another business or entrepreneur the opportunity to share a little bit about themselves, the better. I think the world will be a better place for that. So I appreciate you guys all offering me a space to chat with you guys.
Yay. All right. Well, we'll just cut right into the rest of the episode
after that shoot. I was actually cast on the first episode of, or the first opportunity for the episode for America's Next Top Model Cycle 16. When they actually did a casting in Brentwood, you guys, at the streets of Brentwood, they held an open casting, and I went, and I got the call to fly down to Los Angeles for the first episode. but I had gotten, I was dating a guy that I knew an engagement was around the corner with, and so I gave my spot to somebody else, and then I'm divorced, so fast forward to that one, but I have always been in the photo beauty fashion industry in some sort of capacity, and I knew that modeling at that time, I was in my mid-20s, newly engaged, married. I was just like, I don't really think that this is necessarily the avenue that would necessarily be the best for me, just because insecurities, young, TV, reality TV especially portrays people not always in the best light nor in the accurate light. 100%. And I was like, I don't know if my mom is going to be happy with how I'm going to be portrayed. So I let that go, but I knew that I wanted to still be a part of that industry in some sort of fashion, so I taught myself photography. So I was in front of the camera, sat behind the camera, and fast forward, I got divorced, started a new life, and I've been a high school teacher. I've taught at university, psychology or art. And so that has always kind of been my background, either like therapy or teaching. And so when COVID hit and I lost my job, I was like, what am I even doing anyways with me working for other people? I've always worked for myself in some capacity. And when you are an employee of someone, you are tied to them and they get to make decisions for your life. Even if you're the best employee in the world, you don't have the power, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't use power as a negative word at all. I think power is a very beautiful thing. And I finally said, I told my fiance, John, I said, you know what, I'm going to go into coaching. He was like, you've always been a coach, right? You were a high school teacher, taught at university.
Yeah.
You've been a mentor and all of this. And I was like, yeah, like I have my California teaching credential. The state says that I have the necessary requirements to teach online, so I sure as shit should be able to teach adults.
Right. I love that.
I said, I'm gonna pair what I have always been doing into a program to help people get to where I am, or not necessarily that, but their own version of where I am now, to where I have a business that I can pay my bills with. It's a profitable business. I also, for the first time in my life, really feel like I don't need anyone to help me, save me. I just need me. Can I say that on every podcast I've been on with my poor fiance? But he knows it is truth, and he's like, yes. And I always say, I don't need you. I simply want you, because I can do everything for myself.
Yeah.
And if my business fails, it's because of me, not because of some higher management's decision to make a decision that's going to affect me. I run this business, and its success and its failures is a big part of my responsibility. But I'm so lucky that it's, you know, I have a collective company, and Courtney's a part of it. She's a shining star of our company.
I just think that it just takes a certain type of person to be able to make it through the struggles of a small business or being an entrepreneur. It just takes a certain kind of person to get past all of those things and be able to say, you know what, if my business fails, it's because of me. I didn't try hard enough. I didn't do the right things. I didn't, you know, learn more. I didn't listen to more podcasts, read more books, you know, grow myself, because at the end of the day, we can all do it if you put your mind to it.
Right.
I was going to say, and it's all your mind.
Yeah, it's all in your mind. Yeah. You can do it if you put your mind to it.
Having those mindset shifts, especially as an entrepreneur, is really important, because at the end of the day, it can be a lonely journey, but you're not alone in it if you don't choose to be.
Right.
Like, you guys have each other. Courtney and all of you guys are doing coffee meetups. You guys are doing this podcast to bring community together, and there are a plethora of community attendees online, like the Confident Creator Collective on Instagram, mm-hmm. come over there. We are always up in everybody's DM supporting them, and there's free resources on our page, as are so many pages out there, informational, that you can really learn a lot from, but then also tap into the people behind the screen and get to know them better. So, yeah, and honestly, as a new entrepreneur, you don't know what you don't know.
No, absolutely.
You're going to have curveballs.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, that's left and right. And you...
That's when you learn.
Knowing that you're not alone is key. Yeah. Like, you don't have to know all the answers. You just need to know who to ask to help you find the answer.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, I've told all of you guys this, but I remember the day when I got overnight with like 300-400 orders. And I woke up the next day and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, yeah. I don't know how it's physically possible for me to even do this. And it broke me. It did. It made me hate doing what I love doing. Yeah. And it's something that I was able to mentally get out of. And now I love back to being, you know, the lover of the my joyful. Business. Yeah. But it's, you have to get through those hard times, because it would have been so easy for me to be like, you know, I don't even need to do this.
Yeah, like, I just quit.
Yes. Why am I doing this? But I know why I wanted to do it.
That's another reason to always hold on to your why. Like Kayla said in our last episode.
You always hold on to your why,
even at those hard times when you want to give up. Mm-hmm. Your why will be there to keep you standing and to keep you pushing through.
Yeah.
And if what you're doing is truly your purpose, like, you can redefine your why.
Absolutely.
As a business, you know, as women, which I think I would hope that Courtney would attest that when you, you know, start something, you grow as a woman, as a friend, as an entrepreneur and business owner. And so as you grow, things in your business and in your life can shift, and your priorities can shift too, and that's okay. But as long as you're connected to the bigger purpose and the why of what you're doing, you can reconnect and recenter. And like, that's why we have the self-love blueprint in our Grit to Grace program, is because we know, you know, that life doesn't go according to plan, and at any moment something can try to knock you off your course. But if you have a game plan or a blueprint that you can go back to, that you know helps recenter yourself in your why, in your purpose, helps you regain your focus and your energy around what you're doing, then you're so much better off than if you don't have that proactive set of skills for you to tap into when you need it. Because at some point through your journey, you're gonna need it.
Yeah. 100%. So tell us a little bit about how, I know you said you're divorced, and I know you lived in a small town, Brentwood, so I know that can be challenging, and especially when, you know, you're so young, or it was a short marriage, it can just be very, people judge you, or people talk about you, or you might not just feel confident in yourself. So tell us a little bit about how that went and how you got to where you are now. And I see you and John everywhere, and I'm just like, you guys are like a power couple, and you guys just work. And so I want to hear how you guys got together and your guys' story too.
Thank you. I appreciate that people are curious about it, because I think people who, perception is reality, and people who knew me back then know the struggles that I went through to have the life I have now. And, you know, haters gonna hate, or cheerleaders gonna cheerlead you. So there are some people on both sides of the coin, and I have love for all of them. But they can say like, wow, the journey's been a tough one, and I'm really happy for the life that you have now. But then there's also the people who do not know me pre-John, you know, during all of that, and what they say is, you're so lucky. And I'm like, yeah, luck had something to do with it, but I did work my ass off to get everything I have now. So I appreciate when people do ask me to kind of like dial it back for those people who are newer to me and may not fully know my journey. And I love that you talked about the confidence piece of like, hey, you were in a small town, it's not easy people have things to say, because they had a lot and they still do. And I mean, it was a long time ago, and that's okay, but I don't live there anymore. Like, meaning at that time period of my life, I'm so busy building a business.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I was younger, and I was, you know, I left when I was 27, but he was an amazing husband, but he was an alcoholic, and it wasn't the relationship that I should be in, especially if I ever wanted to have children. So there was, you know, a straw that broke the camel's back, and I said, I knew the time was then that I needed to go, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have no money, I'm cut off, I was completely financially dependent on my ex-husband, and, you know, I have to give him credit, he created a beautiful life, he had a very good job, and he did work really hard, so I don't want to take anything away from him for that, but the relationship just wasn't the one I was supposed to be in, so right. Being someone who was completely dependent, it was like, oh dear God, I now have nothing. Like, I had my car, my clothes, and my makeup, and a camera. Yeah. So I know that I'm was so much better off than a lot of other women in situations like that, where I do have a very loving and supportive family. So my parents, I moved back in with them at 27 years old, having owned a house, but I was like, I need a safe space to go. And I remember bills. You know, I'm an adult, I still had bills.
Right, okay? Yeah.
So
right.
It didn't matter if I didn't have access to money. I still bills. And I was talking with my dad, and he said, I will give you a roof over your head, and I will give you food in your belly, but you're smart enough to pay your own bills, so yeah, you'll figure it out. I was like, so honestly, like, slice of humble pie, I would go for a run, and I would carry a plastic bag with me, and I would dig through trash to find aluminum cans so that I could pay my student loans and my bills, because I didn't have a job and I didn't have any money. So at the moment, that you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
And as you're talking earlier, like, you know, if something succeeds or fails or whatever it looks like, it's on you. Like, yeah, me leaving my ex-husband and not having access to money is not my parents' responsibility. It's mine. I made the decision to get in the marriage. I made the decision to leave it. So it's my decision and my responsibility to figure out and rebuild my life, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
So, again, going back to photography, that camera has saved me in so many ways, in more ways than one. Right. Obviously, my sanity, being able to create art, but it also saved my butt from, you know, having to rack up credit card debt or something like that. Right. So I moved out of the small town. And yeah, your friends, when you're from a small town and you're intermingled with relational friends, and then you leave that relationship, and you're the person who leaves the town, you're not really the person who gets to keep friends.
Right, yeah.
So it was like, broke, no job, no place to live, no friends. This is really fun.
Yeah.
It was not, but it was the breakdown of what my reality was. And then it was like a clean slate for me to build what new reality I wanted.
Yeah.
And I remember I got a job in San Francisco, and I commuted from Discovery Bay to San Francisco for months.
Oh my God.
That is a far commute.
So an hour to the BART station. Like, it was basically I would leave my house in Discovery Bay at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to the city by 9. And I would do a couple days of work.
No.
I would get off at 6.
No.
And I would get home at 10 p.m. And I did it every day. Cause I didn't have money for a down payment or a deposit for an apartment. So I commuted 10 hours a day for about 4 months. And I look back and I say, I do not know how I did that.
Right.
You do what you have to do.
Right. When that's your only option, you make it work.
That's exactly. That was my only option. It sucks. But I didn't borrow a penny from anybody. Whether I was collecting cans out of garbages, or if I was, you know, having a 10-hour-a-day commute for months, it is what I had to do.
Yeah.
So I went to the city. I had my job. I rose through the ranks, and it was a couple years. I remember people asking, like, "Oh, are you going to date?" I dated here and there, but I remember casually dating one guy, my mom asked me, like, oh, are you going to marry this guy? And I was like, whoa, I've made horrible decisions in men. I don't trust myself to make a decision like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, then I don't think he's the one. And I was like, yeah, but I for sure don't think he's the one. But he's like, but right now, like.
Yeah.
That. But after that, I was like, you know what? I want to, though, the dream of an adult life that I had, you know, as a child, like, married, children, a house, family, you know, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I had fertility issues. I went through the whole thing with my first husband, but I was like, wow, becoming a mom may not be on my, might not be an option for me, because I was told that it was not. I was like, okay, well, let's pivot. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to stay married. Let's pivot. My life has just been a series of professional pivots that all led me to where I am now, which is exactly who I was born to be.
Yes. Right.
And I can say that with full confidence.
Yes,
I really had to build up that confidence, because it's really hard to feel strong in yourself when you're like, everything fell to shit.
Right.
Burning down in a ball of flames.
Yeah, but I love how you have that mindset of, you know what, I can do this on my own, and I did do it on my own. And that right there just shows how strong of a woman you are, because, like, you know, you were depending on a man, and then you lost that. You know what I mean? Like, that was completely gone. And so you figured out how to do it on your own before you even found somebody else.
Yeah.
So you knew who you were and what you could do and what you had the power to do before you even met John.
Yeah.
Which is really...
And I think that was the key. I think that had I not learned who I was, what I was capable of, and what I wanted independently as my own person, because before this, I was always someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's wife, someone's best friend, someone's fill in the blank, and I never had the opportunity to figure out who Ashley Cook is, period.
Yeah.
Not so because good. I'm attached to someone, but because I have 2 feet and I'm standing on the boat.
Yeah.
And that was really scary. I mean, when you look in the mirror and you're like, who am I? And you don't know the answer. I've always been someone something. And they could count on me to be that. And I was a chameleon for a lot of people because I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to feel like I could offer someone something. But what I realized is I don't need to fully give everything of myself in order to be wanted, desired, needed. What I needed to do is I needed to be able to love myself every day through the highs and the lows without anyone needing to fix the high and the low.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I didn't need John to come in and be like, oh, you're having a bad day, let me fix it for you.
Yeah.
Because when we think we need to have someone to fix it for us, the problem lies in the fact that we cannot fix our issues ourselves. And if ever that person leaves, then where does that leave you?
Yeah, that's powerful.
Damn, we're rocking a hard place.
Right.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So if I didn't learn to love myself, if I wasn't able to identify who I was by myself, I wouldn't have been able to identify what I wanted in a partner. And so when John would come into my life, I wouldn't actually see him and recognize him as someone who'd be a co-creator of a beautiful life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably have recognized him at all because I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And John sure as hell wouldn't have been attracted to me had I not done all that work.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be who I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did you meet him? How did your little fairy tale start?
Tinder.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
I love that.
Swipe left, right, girl.
We totally lied about it for a long time. We had said that he was at his friend's house in the city because his friend owned a house in the marina. I lived in the Presidio. He split into my Tinder DMs and was like, hey, you know, have a good coffee shop. So that was the story that we lied people about. Well, actually, what we said is that we had been both walking to a coffee shop, but he was from out of town, so he had asked me if I knew where a coffee shop was, and I said, oh, I'm actually going to one, just come with me. That's a complete lie.
Oh my god, that's so
I love that, though. That is so
You're
cute.
You're like, no, we're gonna make our fairy tale.
Yes.
we lied, and then I think we finally told someone the truth probably about 2 years ago, I think, when we got engaged or something like that. But it's all really random how it happened, because I was 29 at the time. I'm 35, I'll be 36 in December. So I was 29, and I had lived a lifetime. For those of you who know me, I overcame domestic violence, not with my husband, my first husband, so I want to make that very clear, but I was assaulted in college by someone who lived with me, so it was categorized as domestic violence. And I, got married, got divorced. It's just so many things that I was like, I don't think that I should be dating someone my age, because mentally, I don't think they're kind of where I am.
Yeah, I feel you on that. No facts.
Yes. So I was like, okay, I think I'll up the age. Because, you're filling in your profile. Who do I want, where do they live, all that stuff.
Right.
So I was like, I think I will pick... 35. Like 29 and 35 sounds like a good range.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, I was like, oh, I'll bump it up to 36. 36, right? 7 year gap. And I said I only want it within a mile of the Presidio, because when you're living in San Francisco, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the city, but to drive from point A to point B is hours.
Oh, yeah. We used to drive in the city all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It was super random that John actually was in the city and a half a mile away from me. So, because he lives in Sacramento. We met, hung out. We connected online and we just talked. And 3 months later, we actually met in person. And it wasn't like sparks flying. We didn't go into it with the intention of being romantic partners. I was honestly just looking to try and get my feet wet a little bit again, because I felt like it was probably, a good time for me to start dating again. And I really wanted to connect with some good friends that I could just start getting outside of my daily life of waking up at 5 o'clock, going to the gym, going to work. And that's what your life consists of. I was like, I think I should meet someone for dinner or something. So we connected. Months later, we met. I got a job transfer in Sacramento, and I forgot he lived here, and I was like, hold on, don't you live in Sacramento? He was like, yeah. I was like, I'm moving there. And so he helped me find an apartment, and he set up, viewing things. I didn't know anything about Sacramento, and I was here for a week, and on his birthday, he turned 37. So the fact that my age was going to be 35, and then I last minute up to 36, and then a couple of months later he turned 37. Like, he totally would have been out of my
references. I'm sorry.
And the fact that he lived in Sacramento, so it was just super random. Well, I say it's random, but it's not random. Everything happened for a reason, but it's just kind of ironic, because going into it, I had thought that I would find a life partner who is life partner, period, and then life partner that is honestly I call him the classic yet modern man. He is a classic, homie, good guy. But he's also a modern man that knows how to be a partner to someone who is building something that I think is a little bit different than what we're used to. So
yeah,
I love a strong partner.
Be the right hand.
Do your thing.
Yeah. No, I was on a call with, it was a group call, but her husband was the one speaking, and just watching them two interact, you could just tell it was so real. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys are the cutest.
I think that had I not gone through everything I went through, I don't think I would have fully appreciated who he is.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Most definitely.
And for that, I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're living the dream, girl. You're building your life, and you literally built it. And that is so cool.
Building
it brick by brick. Yeah, you're an inspiration. I want to be like her when I grow up.
Manifesting.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Just seeing everything that you've done since you came in, since we had our discovery call and through our DMs, who I was communicating with that day, who you are now, is a completely different woman in the best way. Yeah.
No. Me and Sean were talking about it last night, and he was just like, it's crazy. Like, he's like, I don't feel like it's been, like, almost 12 weeks, but at the same time, like, so much has happened that it's, like, been way more than that. Like, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, I've seen her. She's growing. She's getting it.
You're like, I've been by her side through every step of it.
Right. She's been changing.
And I love that for you guys, and I love that you can see the transformation. It's not, like, it's super important for us to feel it, and, like, the outside validation is not necessary when you're truly confident, but when you get it, it's really nice.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's not needed. Courtney knows what's been going on in her. She knows she's showing up so differently and so much more powerfully. Mm-hmm. But when you have people who really do know you and they say, I see this, I feel this, and I am so proud of it, and like I want to be in that energy, it's really, really beautiful to be able to reflect that back. Like, I've been doing the same thing with Coach Meg Priley. Like, who she is now from who she was when she signed on with me as a client, completely different person. And that's why I end all of our live calls with, we do what we do because we're going to change the world, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Yeah, I love that.
Literally no one can. Because if I do what my purpose is, and all of our clients find what their purpose is, and they dive into it, and they spread that, like, life is a ripple effect. And we are one little pebble in a big, vast pond. But that little pebble, ripples, go far beyond what you can see. You have the decision to make sure it's positive or if it's negative.
Yeah.
And I sure as shit try and do everything I can. And I'm human. I fail. Oh my God, I fail all the time. And that's okay because then I pivot. I learn. I pivot. I try right. again.
Yeah.
But I try and make sure that it's a positive ripple effect. And by me doing that, Courtney doing that, you girls doing that, you doing this podcast and letting other people hear it, like, convince me otherwise, we are not changing the world.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah. You are so, you're just amazing. Every time I talk to you, I just am like, wow.
Your energy, I love it.
You guys are too sweet. Thank you. I think that, I haven't always been this person. I was a shell of a human being due to life circumstances. And, you know, I was assaulted sexually when I was a teenager. That made me feel like I was not of value. That made me feel like I didn't really get a choice in life things, because things happened to me, but I didn't get an, I wasn't a deciding partner in that experience. And so for the longest time, I thought, you know, because I have been told, just shut up and be pretty, just shut up and stand there, like no one really cared about what came out of my mouth. And that's a huge trigger trauma for me, that to show up and now be a public speaker, it's, you know, all of that happened to fuel my fire to say, no, I won't be silenced. I do have a voice. And you may not like exactly what I have to say, but what I do say comes from a place of love and gratitude. And I'm going to do my best so that when people think of me, they think of happy things.
Because
I don't like what I think when I think of you who said all those things and did all those things. I don't want to be like that. And a lot of times, I think for me personally, there haven't been women who were fully open and loving and warm and wanting to co-create and, you know, live in a space like you guys are, of providing opportunities to shout women out and give them a platform to be heard, be seen, be celebrated, be loved, be, you know, linked up arm in arm to say like, hey girl, I see you. And I, you know, I may not know exactly what's going on in your life, but I celebrate you and you got it. Whatever it is.
Yeah,
I love that.
So thank you.
All right, so we wanted to know, what does like a day in the life of Ashley consist of? Like, what do you, how do you start your day? How do you end your day? What is like your day consist of?
Well, I could totally pull up my color coordinated calendar.
Oh my gosh, I need that.
I love that.
Coach
I'll just start right
has
there.
Access to it. details. There's a lot of moving parts behind the Confident Creator Collective. It is a multi, my company is a multi-income revenue building business. So yeah, we have one-on-one coaching. We have coaching with me. We have coaching with my coaches, Meg, Sean, and Megan. We have speaking engagements, and we have our podcast coming out. And so there's so many other things I haven't even named. So there's a lot of moving parts that I live and die on my calendar. I have even told John, if you need me to be at like a family function or something, can you please send me a Google invite? I will admit it.
And so you are that person that does need the Google invite to things like big things.
And it just goes straight to your calendar, though.
I am not type A, you guys. It may sound like I'm type A, but what it is my goal or my vision for where this company is going is so much farther beyond what I thought was possible. When I started this business, we're almost celebrating a year. December will be a year. I had no idea that I would have a team. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I would bring 27 women into my company and help them build their businesses. Yeah. I had no idea. But when I had 12 clients at one time as just a solo coach, I was like, oh, there's proof in the pudding here. This is going places. And so I knew it was time to enroll the help of my trusted advisors, my three rock star clients, and help them create their own like franchise business of Grit to Grace. So if I'm not completely detail oriented with my calendar, shit doesn't get done.
Yeah.
And I do not have the luxury with the goal that I have in mind to let, you know, shit not get done. So I start every day with coffee and gratitude. I am so lucky that probably for the past 4 years, John's brought me coffee in bed every single day.
Aww,
he is
that.
A king.
Aww.
He is
a true king.
Yes.
And I didn't ask for it. It just happens. And I will not turn it away.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn away the coffee.
Yeah, so I start my day with coffee and gratitude. I have a journal I write in every single day. I light some Palo Santo and my manifestation candles. I do some, you know, movement, whether it just be a little bit of yoga or deep breathing exercises. I really want to mentally prepare myself for the day, and I really want to start my day. Like, I always say this, people ask, why do you use gratitude every day? I said, because shit hits the fan, I know at least I did one good thing. Yeah. And that was, even if like the day goes completely awry, I can know I started it by giving thanks for everything I have now that provides me a space to receive all the abundance that I know is coming my way. Like, I just know it, you guys. So if I start my day off that way, then if it goes to crap, that's okay, because it started off on the right foot.
Right.
Then after I do that, I look out, around 30 minutes. Sometimes you want to go harder, sometimes you want to go slower, whatever. Shower, get ready for client calls. I'll have anywhere from one to, let's just say meetings, because meetings could consist of me doing a guest speaking event. It could be coaching. It could be calls with my clients, with my coach's clients. It could be podcast guest episodes. It could be a TV spot. It could be a lot of different things, but I'll have anywhere from like 2 to 7 interaction appointments in a day. And I do have to schedule in bathroom breaks. I have to schedule in eating. There between 6 and 7 today, there was an eating window that John was responsible for figuring out dinner. Because then I'm on with you guys. So I read every day. I am now implementing a sauna hour where I put the phone away and the world does not exist. So what I've had to do is be very explicit with all of my clients that I will respond to you within 24 hours. But because my schedule is very detailed and very full, that I may not have time until the communication aspect of my day, where there's like a time block for me to get back to correspondence with emails, text messages. So yes, you guys, I have texted all my family, and I have said, if you do not hear me back hear back from me in 24 hours, please feel free to reach out to John. And they're like, what? But here's the thing. One of them is a warrior, and she's like, I haven't heard from you in 5 hours. I'm like, well, yeah, because I was doing a 3-hour training, and then I hung up, and then I went on to 2 back-to-back coaching calls. Yeah. So, yeah.
When was I supposed to respond?
Yeah, like, I'm busy.
And it's interesting, and I'm sure you guys can relate to this. I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. But in that time, it has never been on the scale of what this is right now. So when I was an entrepreneur doing photography, my mom, they had a lot of access to me. And I feel that when you go from being an entrepreneur that, you know, makes, you know, a good amount of income, a decent amount of income, like, let's just randomly pick numbers where you're saying, like, okay, I make, like, $50,000, okay? Neither good nor bad, that's what it is. But then you make the jump to 75,000, and then you make the jump to 125, 250. Like, it changes. And the access people have does change because your priorities shift. And my priority right now is to build out this amazing group course that we have for women that's going to be a 6-month deep dive into personal development and deconstructing childhood traumas and behaviors and limiting beliefs on a psychological side to where that's my priority. And I don't really have time for much else other than my clients and my fiance. So, right. Yeah, it's detailed. I could just send a snapshot and you'll be like, oh, dear Lord, Ashley.
We like.
I love that, though.
But that's what,
yeah, it keeps you busy.
I think that you can... keeps you organized.
Yeah, definitely.
And I do plan, I have very light weekends. Again, Sunday is my day with John. Okay, sometimes I have, you know, a you-know-what up my you-know-what, and I have to work because I have an idea and I just need to go, so I will work on a weekend, but I love what I do, and I don't feel like anything in my life lacks because I am going after this, you know, company.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a better fiance. I feel like I'm a better daughter because when I show up, the rest of the world doesn't matter. Yeah. And that's exactly what we try and do with each one of our clients is when it's your time, it is your time that nothing else matters but you.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I feel like that helps a lot.
And the people that are meant to be around you will be supportive of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the people who are around you, they should be doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the smartest, the most driven person in your circle. I don't want to be hanging out with people who are, you know, binging Netflix. I don't want people who aren't living an active lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get in where you fit in. And what fits in my life are people who are going to, you know, stimulate and really honor the fact that they should be doing personal development work, should be working on, you know, our tagline, you should be working on your health, wealth, and happiness all at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what I love about us. Yeah, is that when we hang out, like, we'll be watching a movie, and then all of a sudden we're, like, off topic talking about what we want to do or what we're going to post, or, you know what I mean? Like, we're always...
We're very supportive.
Yeah, we're always... You know, we could be doing a fun thing and working at the same time. And, like, that's nice to have connections like that where you can be doing both. You can be enjoying what you do and having a good time, too.
Yeah. That's definitely...
Yeah, I think setting clear communication with people, like, is so important. Like, Monday through Friday, I am extroverted, right? I'm not an extrovert. So Monday through Friday, I am, like, showing up, I'm talking, I'm doing all of those things. But sometimes, like, I need to take a day to be alone. I need to take a day to go out in the nature, like, get your girl up in the mountains. Let me just watch the, you know, hear the leaves dancing through the wind and be all by myself with no cell service. And the people around you will respect that rejuvenation time that you may need.
Yeah.
As long as you can communicate with them that that's what you need, then they won't feel, hopefully, they wouldn't feel like, oh, well, they don't want to spend time with me. Like, no, they just need, they've been working real hard. They just need some time to rebound or refocus or whatever.
Yeah, everyone needs that refresh. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you can't burn candles at both ends.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any questions for us? I feel like we just grilled you.
I'm always open. I'm always an open book, and I don't know if there's anything I say that will inspire anybody or encourage anybody, but if there is one person, then I will tell them everything they want to hear.
Yeah.
But I mentioned I'm starting a podcast too. Competent Creator Collective is having a podcast, and I'm curious as to what made you guys decide to do one together.
Ooh.
This is our daily thing, yeah. I think. We always are outside talking.
We catch ourselves in like really good conversations, and we're like, why are we not recording this for everyone to hear this right now? Like, you know, like, and we wanted to do this for a while, and then we kind of like told each other, like, okay, we need to buckle down and really get it done.
Do it.
You know, like, we need to stop talking about it and really do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one day we literally were just like, we're doing it today. Okay.
Yeah.
We're like, get in the closet. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the thing that took it from talking about it to being about it? What was the change in that?
I think we had just like been, we had started doing our coffee and chats and people had lots of questions and like, you know, oh, we can't make it to the coffee and chat, but we want to know like how you guys do what you do or, you know, your pop-ups, how do you do, like, just people were always asking questions and I was like, I feel like we could just answer them all in one place and make inspiring. It fun and inspiring and bring in people that have more knowledge than us. So that way we can learn and they can learn something and it just brings value to both sides.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And how did you guys meet?
So they've been best friends forever.
Since middle school.
Yeah. And I have been friends with Kayla and her sister for a few years now, but I met them through pop-ups.
Pop-ups.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yes. And that's how I met Sam.
So, and I started bringing her when she started being a lash tech. I was like, we're doing
it. Yeah, I remember their first pop-up and they were both so nervous setting their table up.
We were,
I don't know. We've just kind of taken, I'm like their mom. I help them with everything. I give them advice. I feed them. Like, do everything together. They call me mom. It's fine.
I love it, though.
Yeah, it just works. I mean, we're best friends and mom.
Yeah.
And mom.
Yeah. So, do you guys have a goal for this? Like, you have the podcast, what is behind keeping going?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we just want to keep bringing value and...
Yeah, and bringing more people together as well. Like, having, people come on and exposing them out to everybody as well.
Yeah, bringing in, because I know we want to bring in a lot of our other local boss babes and have them come on and, you know, get exposure for their business or just, we want to hear from them. Like, you know, we get so busy at the pop-ups, we don't really get to know them one-on-one. And so it'll be a good way to like really hear their story, why they started their business and
everything about it. I love to hear people's whys. It's so inspiring. Like your why, oh my gosh, I love it too. Like, so inspiring. Like, it pushes you to like other people to like, oh my God, I need to grind harder. Like, what am I not doing right? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I always say that I think that everyone was born with a unique set of skills.
Right.
And it's our life purpose to be able to uncover those, hone them, and then share them with the world. And I think that is, you know, a big part of what you guys are doing. I'm so proud of you, each of you, for stepping in. I call it stepping into your power.
Yeah.
Like, we all have it. Not everyone listens to it.
Yeah.
Because it's scary.
Yeah.
And it's hard to put yourself out there and start a business and start, you know, these coffee chats, start anything, because you don't know the outcome. You're going in on faith that you can figure it out. And I think it's really inspiring. Who knows where any of these things can go? Who knows where your guys' business is going to go? Who knows where mine's going to go? Coach Sean, the podcast, who knows where it's going to go? But we have such a leg up on the people who don't even try.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Trying, I think, gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. Oh, you try and you fail. No. You're playing the game. You're in the arena. and a lot of people are sitting in the goddamn stands.
Yeah.
And even if something doesn't work out, you totally can still learn from it and grow from it.
Yeah.
Like, totally, you know, if one day you decide maybe eyebrows aren't it, or, you know, eyelashes aren't it, like, you would still learn so much from what you've done to take on to whatever the next project
next
is.
Yeah.
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 Just mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how many connections did you make? Yeah. And how many, you know, people were you a wonderful listening ear to when they were in your chair or at your, you know, table or whatever it is that you're doing? Like, what is so beautiful about the world is people are watching. And you don't even know how you're positively impacting people, because a lot of times they don't reflect and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the off chance someone slides into your DMs or sees you and says, you know what, I've been watching your journey. Like for Courtney, for example, like, I've been watching you and I'm really proud of you. And you sharing your journey has allowed me to have the confidence to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm really proud of where you've gone, and so I'm going to try too. What if we were just a big world of triers?
Yeah.
People didn't just be like, I'm just going to, you know, mm-hmm. do this because this is what my dad did, and I'm just going to, you know, that's what everyone expects me to do. But, like, what if we just tried to be we're remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if no one's told you today, ladies, you are remarkable.
Aww,
thank you. All right. Well, do you have anything else for us?
No, I don't think so. I'm just so appreciative that you guys asked me, especially, I mean, I think super especially in the infancy of this, because it is raw, it is honest, everyone's learning, and I think that is so great to witness and be a little part of, that I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about me and my company and what we're doing, and I think it's just so beautiful that Courtney's a product of my company.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any credit for her success at all, it's all hers, 100%. But I'm appreciative that Grit to Grace was a vessel for you to really dive into everything that is beautiful, unique, and powerful about you. And I appreciate you being open about that journey and having both Coach Sean and me on.
Yeah.
It's such an honor. So
it's
thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yes,
we really enjoyed
you.
Having you on.
I loved picking
here.
Your brain. It was amazing.
Well, you guys can slide into my DMs at any time. I want to see you guys succeed and thrive, and I hope that this holiday season is abundant in love and prosperity, but also abundant in time for you to reflect and have time for yourself, so you can go forward into the new year with beautiful reflection, a game plan, and lots of grace for yourself and rejuvenation, ready to go and kill 2022.
Yeah,
yes,
and kill it in 2022.
Yes,
right? We're getting it.
All right.
We have big goals, you guys.
Yeah, we have big goals, and we're going to get them. All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed having you.
You're so welcome.
All righty.
Thank
bye.
You, ladies.
Alrighty.
Okay, guys.
How did y'all enjoy that? We definitely want feedback on this one, because she had some amazing points.
Lots of good things.
I hope you guys, I hope you guys were taking notes and were learning from her, because she did good.
She's a good one.
She did great.
Yeah.
Like, confidence is key. Keep it up. Like,
yeah.
For real.
She's just inspiring.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, everything
she's literally
her.
Been on the journey
for real
and she's
story.
So positive about it too, and just
and she's thriving. I love that for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's
learning,
she's
doing the damn thing.
She's
full proof that you can go through shit and still make it out as long as you believe in yourself.
She is the living
and
proof.
Yeah, literally,
for real.
Yeah,
and I
she's
love
amazing.
That
amazing.
She dropped some nuggets on us.
Yeah, she definitely dropped some nugget on us.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Kayla, come on.
But
we're
yeah.
tired. We have to get up super early.
We're drained, guys. But we did it for you, and I hope you guys really enjoyed it. And
make sure every time you listen to our podcast, even if you're driving or like on your phone or something, just like
take mental notes,
something
jot
down
it
on
down.
Your phone or notes, because it's good for you to
anything that
remember
speaks to
those
you.
Things. Yeah, and words of affirmation are great for you when you're feeling low.
Yeah.
Like not feeling yourself, like on your mirror, right? I am beautiful, and say that every day. Or I'm a money magnet, and you're gonna, you know what I mean? Like if you
manifest,
say it, it's gonna attract
things.
You. Yeah. So
bring
make
the
sure
energy.
To yeah, make sure you keep that positive energy, and I hope you guys stay blessed.
Yes.
And stay safe.
From blessed beauty.
Yeah.
My main key.
Her motto.
My motto.
Yes. But we hope you guys have a good week. Stay on top of your goals.
Yeah. That's funny thing you said that, because this might be sad, but I don't know my 12 like
oh we talked
year
about this
plan.
Yeah.
So my family were asking me like, where do you see yourself in a year? And I was just like, whoa, I don't know.
Like, facts, like, I really don't know, and that's so sad to say, but, like, I'm moving where I am in my business, but, like, not
where
moving
where
I want to be, because
yeah.
I'm always like, okay, I can do better.
Right,
I
and the thing is, Kaylee, you know that, you and we
no,
both
facts.
Tell her this all the time,
and
you
I
know you could do better, so do it.
No, like, facts, I didn't want to interrupt Ashley, because she was doing an amazing job on what she was saying, but you say, like, keeping your confidence and knowing yourself is key, because yourself will kill you. Your mind will kill you. Like, I am living proof. Like, I used to literally dwell in my own emotions, and it sucks, and it's not a place you want to be in. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're still learning
yourself,
and learning yourself is part of your 1 year goal, because you need to know who Kayla is and what Kayla wants to know where you want to be in a year or even 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know what Kayla Murray and you gotta know what you want, and I gotta know what I want, and I've started writing it down every day what I want, you know what I mean, just because you have to have that in the back of your head with everything you do.
And to push yourself, what were they saying to me today? I'm sorry, I'm stealing my brother and everybody's notes, because they said some good stuff to me today. But if you write 5 things to do a day and make sure you do those things, you win your day, right? If you lose that day, it's fine. But at least do 1 or 2 of those things. And if you win your day, more days you win in the week, you win your week. And more days you win in that week,
you win
your month. And more days you win in your month, you win
your year.
Yeah,
I heard that before.
So
that's
I'm
good.
Like, wow, that was
that's,
so good. It literally stuck
it
to me
just
today. And I'm just
starts
like,
with the day.
It does. Like, start with the morning. Like, jot down and journal.
Like how she said that.
Like, journaling is key. Like, those thoughts shouldn't stay in your mind. Like, crap isn't supposed to stay in you. It's supposed to come out. Like, sorry to say it, but, like, it is. And so is your emotions. Everything you think is supposed to come out. You're not supposed to dwell in that and let it sit, because it's going to just kill you and rot in there. So don't do that. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
But, you know, a little inspiration from us at the end.
Yeah. No, that's what this is about. We all take things that are said differently, too. And you know what I mean? Like, or you might hear something, or you might hear something, or I might hear something, and
we all take it differently,
but it's the way we're supposed to take it. It's the way it was meant for us. And so, we love sharing our little tidbits and little notes with you guys. Just that way you can think, okay, maybe I need to write down, even if it's 2 things, right? If you feel like 5 is just overwhelming and you're too busy already, write down 2 things.
Yeah.
Do those 2 things. Or even if it's 1 extra thing, at least you're starting somewhere.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
And follow us on Instagram.
Yes, at girl.bossup.
Content coming for you soon.
Stay tuned for
Alrighty.
All our